by Kimberly Clark.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free telephone number that you are going to need in the next 2 hours is 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. Good evening. Happy Saturday night to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike. And we want to hear from you. If this is your first time tuning into the show, it might be. We want to welcome our newest affiliate, WBCR. Out of Alcoa, Tennessee. They are officially with us this week. They were unofficially with us last week, but this is our first week with them. So welcome to Tennessee.
The blowtorch of Marysville.
All 83 watts of it, but as you said,
smoking Tennessee countryside. 83 watts.
It still counts, and as you said, Manwich, that probably carries pretty far.
It does,
where
absolutely.
So.
You know, and with the dial position they've got, it's not too muddled in that area. So that 83 watts is probably going 50 miles.
Could very well be. And if you are out there and you want to check in with us, 800-259-9231, the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, we've got some emails, by the way.
Super.
And we read all your emails live on the air. As a matter of fact, when we got off the air last week, the first thing that I found was an email from Australia. And then a few days later, we got an email from Canada.
Wow.
So, if you're out of the country, I guess it's not as easy to pick up the phone and dial the toll-free number. So
right.
Email's probably the best way for you to get in touch with us. And that's something else that I found out. We were talking about how we are nationwide thanks to the Genesis Communications Network, and that's true. But apparently their satellite signals that they're sending out that these other radio stations are picking up are actually worldwide, which is how it is that we can have listeners in Australia.
You gotta love it.
So literally we're coding the earth with our signal right now.
It's baffling to me.
Yeah. So, this is the show about you. This is the show about what you want. Yeah, we come in here on Saturday nights and we bring in a list of stuff that we want to talk about, and we might actually get to those things. But we want to hear from you what it is that's on your mind. Maybe all week long there's been some sort of political issue that you've just wanted to rant about, and none of your coworkers really care what you had to say about it. Well, we do. We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. We could be in the middle of a topic. You can call in and interrupt the show. Literally bring up what you want. How many other talk shows give you that level of control?
True. And by the same token, if we mention a topic that you specifically want to hear, by all means, we take requests.
Absolutely. Great point. So we are going to get to your emails tonight. And, of course, we're going to take your phone calls, not to mention women callers come first. If you're a female, you want to get on the air with us, we've got guys on hold. You go to the front of the line. Again, 800-259-9231. Coming up tonight... got a corrupt cop story for you.
Ooh,
tonight. That's on the way.
Those.
Also, Macaulay Culkin got busted this week. Did you hear about that?
Oh, no. What'd he do?
Well, we might possibly get to that. And also, another drug-related... It was drug-related, I'll tell you that much.
Uh-huh.
And another drug-related story, something out of Alaska, where they've now found, I think a court decision has found that possession of 4 ounces of marijuana is legal there. And also marijuana news, patients and doctors are going to be converging on Washington, D.C. to demand that they reschedule marijuana as a medicine instead of a narcotic. So that's what I've got tonight. Mike, what do you have?
Well, some troops overseas may be tried for using prostitutes.
Ooh,
believe it or not.
That sounds interesting.
And the EEOC says that more teen workers now are being harassed than ever before.
Harassed?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Manwich?
You know, I figured since in honor of, what is it, WBCR?
That's right.
WBCR coming on, that I'd do a Tennessee story.
Okay.
And apparently a federal judge has made a ruling on the Choose Life license plates they have in Tennessee.
Hmm.
So I thought I'd talk about that story. And it looks like some strippers got busted in Aberdeen, Wisconsin. And it's kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's start with the sex story. Let's go with the strippers. Let's start with that one.
All right. Well, Late October, a trial date has been set in the case of six women accused of indecent exposure while working at an Aberdeen bar. The women were exotic dancers at the Pirate's Cove. If you'd like the address, if you'd like the address, it's here.
Now, interestingly enough, here in Sarasota, Florida, Pirate's Cove is a kid's park.
Yeah, it's a kid's park. It's a putt-putt golf place where you can drive like little motorized boats and bumper boats.
And what city was this in again?
This is in Aberdeen, Wisconsin.
So in Aberdeen, Wisconsin, the Pirate's Cove is definitely not a kiddie park.
Right. Somebody who's half listening to the story will wind up calling the one locally and chewing them out.
In June, undercover Aberdeen police officers, who clearly have nothing better to do, arrested women at the bar, accusing them of getting too friendly with patrons.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe they were mixing the drinks too stiff. Just a guess.
Is that a bad pun, Manwich?
No, it's just the drinks.
Stiff drinks at a...
Stiff drinks.
At a bar.
At a...
You're right. I mean, what else are the cops doing in Aberdeen, Wisconsin?
That they've got to go out and bust strippers, girls trying to make a living.
Isn't that sad? Well, we have laws here in, and regardless of what you think about strip clubs, you're free to.
I think they're gross and disgusting.
Right, I've never been in one my whole life.
Yeah, they're pretty shady, man. They're nasty.
I've never been in one, and I have no desire to go. Okay, but regardless of what your opinion is, they should be allowed to exist because you don't have to go. Those doors are closed and they don't even have windows on most of them, so it's not really interfering in your life.
I don't think strip clubs have windows. How do you sell the building after your strip club goes belly up? There's no windows in the building. How do you sell the building?
That's a good point. Maybe just a warehouse or something like that. But anyway, so obviously these cops don't have anything better to do, and in this area of the country here in Sarasota and Manatee counties in Florida, I think Manatee's got some crazy regulations in regards to strip clubs. Like, the strippers have to have a certain percentage of their genitalia area covered,
and their anal cleft apparently is what the law says.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, do the cops go in there with a measuring tape and just occasionally get up on stage to check things out?
Personally,
are they getting paid for it?
I pay those property taxes in that county, and I don't want my cops out doing that.
You want them out busting? You want them out busting real criminals who are hurting people, right?
I don't care what they do in the Peekaboo Lounge on Highway 41 in Bradenton, Florida. I just don't care.
Yes.
And I don't care what they do at the Pirate's Cove on Roosevelt Street in Aberdeen, Wisconsin, either. It doesn't matter to me.
But if you care and you want to see strip clubs get shut down, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, also known as 1-800-BLW-WAD-1, which is what a lot of guys do in strip clubs, as a matter of fact. That's 800-259-9231. Or you can completely change the topic. Maybe this makes you uncomfortable. Maybe this topic makes you nervous and you want to go somewhere else. You can definitely do that. Again, 800-259-9231. So is there a point to this story?
Not much. I mean, you know, six,
interesting.
Six girls ended up in jail. They got the authorities did not elaborate on exactly what the dancers did to break the law. Indecent exposure is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 30 days in jail and a $200 fine. In case you wondered, Ian, they did list these six gals right here on the internet.
They listed their names?
Yeah, I got their names and their ages. Apparently they range between the ages of 21 to 28. Young gal's profession is stripping, apparently.
Well, that's what you would expect. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
There's a 29-year-old, excuse me.
Wouldn't want to see any old broads doing that.
No, certainly not.
It's America.
Now, Mike, just recap what you had tonight, because I think you had something that tied in.
Troops may be tried for using prostitution.
That's the one. Over in Iraq? Is that where this
is? I'm going to scan the story here real quick, but let me just start off by saying that U.S. troops stationed overseas could face court-martial for patronizing prostitutes under a new regulation drafted by the Pentagon. The move is part of a Defense Department effort to lessen the possibility that troops will contribute to human trafficking in areas near their overseas bases by seeking the services of women forced into prostitution.
Uh-huh. Really?
Well, I will
explain and dig into this a little bit further coming up. And if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, or again, completely change the topic because you control this show. It is a show about you. Free Talk Live. Stick around.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Some people know all about drinking and driving.
I would often leave a bar, and I remember going out to the car, and I remember then winding up in bed at home, but I don't remember any of the middle, how I got there. I know that at certain times I would simply use the center line as an aiming device with the ornament on the hood, and just really aim the car, not actually seeing where I was going. The real tragedy, of course, in a situation like that is not what you can do to yourself, but what you could do to someone who was either bicycling on the road or walking along the road. In my case, I just simply often did not see them.
Some people don't decide how they're going to get home until they're incapable of making a responsible decision. Are you one of them?
Brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Free Talk Live, the show that is all about you, the caller. We want you to give us a call at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And also, log in to the website at freetalklive.com. There's so much to check out there. There's the chat room, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the BBS, the archive section. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. So many ways to get interactive with the show, so we invite you to do so.
And I promise we will get to the emails from Australia and Canada here in a little bit, but we have to go to the phones because we have our first female caller. We didn't have any females call last week. This week, our first call right out of the box is, female, Casey in Maryville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Casey?
Okay, hi. How are you?
Great. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a subject of prostitution, and and it also goes in, along with the drug rings and so forth. They kind of go hand in hand. I was born and raised in Michigan, and so I outside of Detroit. So I was able to see it firsthand in the destruction to the family and the destruction to the man, and how it dehumanizes people and basically takes what God has given us as a soul and a body and puts it on a freeze. And it's a very hard thing to get away from, because I've seen it right up into my own family.
Now, let me ask you, now, Casey, when you say you've seen it in your own family, what do you mean?
Well, I mean relative, not in the prostitution, but soliciting them, okay?
Okay,
and
wow.
And the destruction of the marriage and everything. So I decided to go on my own little search and find out all I could on this one topic. And what I found out was they make a lot of money. First of all,
not the slaves, which is what Mike was going to get into with overseas.
Now, as far as is the women who are forced to do this, I don't think we can bend the knee long enough in praying for these women. I have great sympathy for them, and
most
of them are probably children even, and so the perverse men who want to be with a child rather than a woman or want to buy. Like animals, I just say whoa to them.
So
God will deal with it, but as far as the children and the young ladies who they kidnap and prostitute out and force to do things, I just my heart goes out to them.
So Casey, you looked into the American prostitute then?
Exactly. Now okay. There's some in China too, and I did a little research on that, and they kidnap them from here a lot of times and prostitute them out there, and they're
really?
Never seen. Yeah, that's what I've heard through the grapevine. And also, we had what's called white fire in Michigan. It was supposed to bust prostitutes here from Michigan to Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And nobody was busted in Tennessee. Now you can take it where you want to take it. A lot of front page news is about this. Finally, this 5-year stopping prostitution was coming to an end. And within a month, two articles later into the newspaper, nothing happened.
Now, let me ask you.
They actually get a $50 charge for what they did, and they're back on the street.
That's typically how it is. That's how it is here in Florida.
Right.
They'll arrest
right.
one of them, and she gets a night in jail. She manages to somehow post some bail, get out, and again, the next night she's on the streets. Let me ask you, though, Casey. It sounds like you're definitely not for prostitution. You don't think it's a good thing for women to be doing. But what do you think the answer is? Because it is a long-running issue. Prostitution has been called the oldest profession, and for a reason. It's been around forever, and it's not just here. It's not just in China. It's in every country around the world.
It's
so what is the answer? What's the answer to prostitution in your mind, Casey?
Okay. Now, just for the record, I talk to detectives, and I've got their stories because they know that I'm not going to, people don't know me by the name I gave you for the radio, so it's not going to go nowhere other than whoever's listening to learn. I have found out that the only way you can stop this is for men to take control of their right as a man and become moral citizens and not purchase people. I mean, sure, it's been happening from the beginning of time, but so was sin, you know.
Hold on a second. Now, hold on, Casey. In this case, we're talking about American prostitutes where the woman is doing
this on
her own.
Oh, no, any country.
Casey, I was wondering, is King Solomon with his 200 wives, was he moral?
Oh, no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
He's an immoral man?
Now, there's kind of just a scripture there. What it was is all sins are sin. Some have more repercussions than other sins. And so that was the perversion of the men back then, and the women possibly, I don't know, mostly, you know, but also it's the same sin lurking here as it is there, and if you see in the biblical times, it was destruction.
You know, I've read the Bible cover to cover, and I never saw anything about marriage being to one woman. I think that's a spin put on by modern women.
Well, no, God created the heaven and the earth, and all that has been him. He made Eve, not Eve, Karen.
So that's
Karen,
kind of like
Mary.
A sin that you.
Yeah.
It's not a sin in the Bible. It's a sin that you kind of extrapolated from the Bible.
No.
You just kind of figured it out on your own.
It's one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Which one? Yeah. The honor your father and mother Ten Commandment? It has nothing to do in the Ten Commandments, Casey.
Yes, it does. Yeah, you just, no.
Let me pull those up for you.
Man.
I'll be happy to read off the Ten Commandments to you, Casey, because
okay,
there ain't one about you can only have one wife or one husband.
Version.
What?
don't get a modern day version. Go right to the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. That's good for me.
So in the Ten Commandments,
right after the break, I'll have it for you.
So
okay,
all right, man, you're going to pull that up. Now, hey, Casey, don't go anywhere. Are you still there?
Oh, I won't. I'll be right here.
Okay, so I want to get back to prostitution. You said that the answer to it is to for men to what again? Could you just run that by
me? God has given them authority, and they're abusing it by purchasing human beings. And what
I want you to stop right there, Casey.
Okay.
You say purchasing human beings.
Well, yeah.
These prostitutes entered the business voluntarily. I'm not talking about the sex slaves in other countries. I'm talking about American prostitutes who are voluntarily selling sex to men.
Right.
So they're in it for themselves. They're in it to make money or to buy their drugs or for whatever reason they're in it for, or to pay for their college education. I don't know. Each individual woman has their individual reasons for doing it. So they're there offering it, and the men are buying it. So it's not just the fault of the men, is it?
Well, no, absolutely not. It's a two-way street. But let me tell you something. There's people probably within a mile of me selling crack right now, but it's my choice to go buy it.
Exactly.
And if we're going to respect our husbands, and if we're going to try to have a family that is in a good structure, a moral home, then we're going to have to abide by the Ten Commandments. That's all I got to say. And if you say
do you feel now, of course, not everybody is religious in this nation. Are you suggesting that everybody abide by the Ten Commandments or else?
Oh no! See, God gave us free choice. He's not going to make us do something.
So then in that case.
It's a guideline, sir. It's a guideline to a happier and more productive life.
Since we have free choice, according to you, Casey, since God gave people free choice, does that mean that you support legalizing prostitution?
No, I don't, but I do support their choice.
Well, you support their choice to prostitute themselves.
No,
you support
choice. I take that back. I do support that they have a right to choose. God gave them that right. I have no right to take it away.
Very good, but you don't mind putting those people in jail. You think that you have the right to have them put in jail.
Well, have you ever held a child 14 years old that's got AIDS from prostitutes? You want to see some? Yes, I don't. I see no reason why they shouldn't be put in jail. Unless they got a sheet of paper from a recent health study that says they do not have herpes, AIDS, and all these.
You know what? Hey, guess what? That's a great idea, and that's what would happen if we legalized prostitution. If we legalized prostitution, the prostitutes would, first of all, they would not be on the street level. Secondly, they would be in a business. And Casey, hang on, because I want to discuss this a little bit further. We'll talk about what it would be like if we had legal prostitution in America coming up next. If you can't believe this, you want to talk about it, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, or totally change the topic. It's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project, and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Live 1-800-259-9231. We are worldwide. You can email us at FTL at freetalklive.com. Log on to the website, freetalklive.com. We're streaming there, of course. So
oh, yeah.
If you're on the outer edges of one of our radio station signals, tune in online at freetalklive.com. Again, toll free 800-259-9231. We're talking about prostitution. We started by Mike, you had an article from in regards to U.S. soldiers using prostitutes, being court-martialed for it.
Right.
Sex slaves in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of led us into a general conversation about prostitution. And Casey, we have her on the line from Maryville, Tennessee, listening on our newest affiliate, WBCR. And Casey, you back with us? All right. So what we were talking about right before the break is, what would it be like if we had legal prostitution? Now, I was actually looking at the statistics for Maryville. There's about, what, 27,000 people that live around there?
Yeah. Hmm?
Okay, so odds
are... The last I heard, yeah.
Odds are in an area that size, you're going to have some prostitutes. Now, do you know if there's a certain area where they tend to congregate, where they walk the streets?
Well, yeah, no. It's all a new network now. Now it's done by computer and beepers and so forth. They don't have anything that can be recorded or taped. It's all symbols and so forth. So that way it's harder to you can't really bust a prostitute.
You're telling me you haven't actually seen
prostitutes? Did they broadcast the stuff from black helicopters?
I would be surprised.
Hey, Casey, wait, are you telling me that you've not actually seen prostitutes walking the streets in Maryville?
Oh, yeah. No. Maryville is a very tidy town. Outside of Maryville, Alcoa, maybe outside of the town, yes. But see, from the detective's side,
there are no prostitutes around here. It's that next town over. That's where they're all at.
Guess what? You know, a town can look really quaint and not be that way at all. You know?
Absolutely.
And, yeah. But what about? Let me give you a little more insight that I do have. My father solicited them continuously, and it destroyed our family, and it also destroyed his body. He's dying one piece at a time right now. And I still love
it. But I know which piece went first.
You know, so I've seen the AIDS stuff in my face, and it all came from stepping outside of the marriage. Now, get divorced.
Well, actually, it came from monkeys, but let's not go there.
Yeah, but it's spreading, and so now that we know that men and women can pass it, then we forget the monkey. We can pass it now. We better be careful.
I agree with that. You absolutely should be careful. And to that end, I say we legalize prostitution. Here's what would happen. First off, the street prostitutes would be removed from the street level. Because actually, in reality, if you've done the research, you probably learned this, Casey. About 15% of the prostitution trade is at street level. The rest of it is all in-call girls and out-call girls, like you were saying. Girls with cell phones and pagers who get a phone call, and then they go to the guy's house, and then they have sex with him at his house.
house, collect the money, and then they leave, and then next week he calls them back. And they have kind of a clientele that continuously on a repeat basis calls them back. That's where most prostitution happens. Most of prostitutes aren't streetwalkers. And so the streetwalkers would be eliminated because prostitution would be legal. Therefore, it could be done in a
opinion on this. You have to let me say something when you're done.
Well, that's what we're here for, Casey. Oh. Absolutely. We're here to let you have your opinion. We haven't hung up on you, have we?
Oh, no, not yet. I'll call back
too. Not yet. Casey, we're not that kind of show. We are here to listen to you.
We're only going to hang up on you when you're boring, Casey.
Okay, it won't get boring. I guarantee it won't get boring.
But I'm gonna let you comment, but first I want to paint this picture for you. The street prostitutes would be off the street level because competition would just knock them out. They would want to be involved in a brothel sort of a situation where men can go into a certain location, have their pick from a number of different women, and have their sex and leave. And those women who are in the brothel, and you can look to Las Vegas where prostitution is legal for this. You can look to Las Vegas for an example of how this works. These girls in these brothels are certified. They have a gynecologist come in there on a periodic basis, test each of the women for the diseases that you're talking about, Casey, and will certify. Literally, you're getting a certified prostitute to have sex with. Of course, it doesn't completely lock out all possible diseases, and you know you're taking that risk when you go see one of them, but it certainly does clean up the industry a whole lot more. Plus, it takes a lot of the violence out of the business Not that I'm speaking from experience. I certainly have. I've done the research.
You hear about it all the time.
Right. John will pick up a prostitute on the street. She'll bring him back to a hotel room and have some big guy there who beats him up and takes his wallet. And sometimes it works the other way around. A John will pick up a prostitute and then beat her up and try and take her drugs or her money. It takes all of that stuff out of it because, again, it's no longer illegal. It's a fully legal business. It's a fully legal business, whether you agree with it or not. What do you think about that idea, Casey?
Okay. First of all, we're telling our children that anything is okay as long as it's legal, and that's wrong.
No, does that mean the
people in Nevada say the prostitution's okay?
I don't know about Nevada, but I know what's right and wrong, and that's wrong. It's wrong to legalize something that's immoral.
Hold on a second.
Why is it immoral?
Wait a minute. Slavery was legal. Hold on. Slavery was legal. That was immoral
to have slaves. That is not right, Casey.
Let me make this point, and then you can respond. You just told me that we're telling our kids that anything that is legal is moral. I wouldn't tell my kids that because there are plenty of things out there that are legal that you shouldn't do.
Hey, Casey, the Amish people think that automobiles are immoral. What do you think about that?
I think they must be pretty healthy. They walk everywhere, ride horses.
Well, I think so, too, but here's the thing. Wait, Casey, I'm not done.
You're not giving me my piece now. You guys just let me comment.
I get mine, right? I haven't gotten mine.
Well, hey.
The point is that you are putting your morality on me. Well, what about if the Amish people could put their morality on you?
No, see, if I'm putting...
Don't you think that's fair?
Oh, no. Let me explain. The Amish people are not hurting nobody. They're living a more simple life. And I have yet to hear an Amish person, and I know a few of them, who have told me to get on a horse instead of a car. So they're not pushing their opinion on other people, but they have a right.
They're not.
I've never been attacked by a hooker either. What if they did?
Well, hey, you're going to find bad in every crowd. Every church is going to have something in it. Every house is like, look at my father. One piece at a time, he's dying. Now, you will never go to a better school than the one I walked through and the one I've seen. I have great sympathy for the women on the street because something happened along the line. It wasn't right. Something went wrong in their life, and there they are. Jesus Christ can save anybody. Okay,
you're
now
telling us, and that's great. Okay, we're not here to proselytize, Casey. But you're telling us that the Amish people aren't pushing their morality on us, and that's true. They're not.
No, they're not.
But you're also saying that the Amish people aren't hurting anyone. Well, the prostitutes aren't hurting anyone without their consent either. The men consent to go find them, and the prostitutes consent to having the sex. So what's wrong with that? Do you have a problem with sex, Casey? Do you have a problem with it?
Yeah, let me talk. Oh, you wish I did. No, I don't.
You said you don't have a problem with sex. Do you have a problem with the free market? Do you have a problem with the free market?
What type of free market?
The free market. There is only one.
No, you're talking selling slaves or what?
No, we're talking about the free market. Slavery is
capitalism.
Not. You
don't like capitalism? Listen, we have a right to sell. I agree in the free market.
Prostitution. If you agree in the free market and you agree that sex is okay, prostitution is nothing more than sex plus the free market.
What you're really saying is your son bringing home a friend from school is one thing. To play catch in the backyard, or he can bring home a prostitute and jump in bed in your house. Is that the same thing? He's got a right. That's free. I mean, come
on. My son lives in my house.
Well, so what?
Well, you
so
said
what? It's my freaking house.
What?
I make the rules around here. But the thing is you want to put your rules in my house, and I pay the mortgage, Casey. I'm paying the mortgage at my house, and you want your rules there. And it's not fair. Keep your rules in Maryville.
Well, guess what? Let me ask you this. First of all, I grew up outside of Detroit.
We're going to break. We're going to a break,
Casey. Hang on. We're going to put you on hold. Again, we're playing fair here. We're not hanging up on Casey.
No, not at all.
We want to hear what she has to say. We're going to come back with more of Casey. And if you want to get on the line, maybe you want to talk to Casey.
Yeah.
Call us up. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live in a moment.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
George Bush says he's your war president and led us into one in Iraq, based on lies. John Kerry wants to send even more troops. Both will reinstate the military draft. Michael Bednarik, the libertarian candidate for president, will end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home to defend our own country without a draft. To return America to her heritage of peace and freedom, libertarian Michael Bednarik is your only choice. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Or take action online and log on to Bednarik.org. That's Bednarik.org. NARIK.org. Vote for peace, freedom, and liberty this November. Vote for Libertarian candidate for president Michael Bednarik.
You've heard about PODS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Well, I mean, 1-800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, it's 8:44 Eastern time right now, but we're worldwide, so literally, it is 12 o'clock somewhere, and you can be listening to us via the internet at freetalklive.com, via our multiple satellite channels that we're on, thanks to the Genesis Communications Network, or our three radio affiliates, WBCR and WARL. And we want to hear from you. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We've been deep into a conversation about legalized prostitution, prostitution in general, morality, people enforcing their morality code on people. That seems to be where you're attacking this from, Manwich.
I don't know. I mean, you know, my point of view is just that, I don't know, Amish people find cars immoral. Casey finds prostitutes immoral, so she wants to, you know, I mean, Casey wants her laws to count on me, but the Amish people don't. I don't know. I'm really confused.
I'm one of these types of people that, you know what, I don't care what you do, mm-hmm. so long as it doesn't affect me.
That's why I like the Amish. We've had the opportunity. There's quite a large Amish community here in Sarasota where we're broadcasting from, and I've had the chance to speak with a few of them. And I like the Amish because they stay out of your business. They go about their lives and they have their set of rules, and I respect that. And I respect it even more because they don't get on radio shows and try to push their code onto everyone else. They don't proselytize Amishness. If you want to find out what Amishness is about, go for it. You have to seek it out.
Sure do.
And then they'll be happy to tell you all about it. But until then, they don't get up in your face. You know what I'm saying? They don't get in your face about it. Now, I'm not saying that Casey is getting in our face. We invited her to call in, and now she's back on the line. Casey from Maryville, Tennessee. Casey, you're back on. Now, you were making a point.
Okay,
right
now,
before
I
want to
know that
break.
I'm not going to get interrupted and broken up when I'm saying what I'm about to say.
Well, you can't have the whole hour, Casey.
Like right now. See, like every time
you can't have the whole hour, baby.
What you're doing is you're manipulating my time so I can't get my point across, and then you're injecting stuff.
Casey, how much time have you had so far? I think we could probably have our board operator tell us what time you called in at. So
yeah,
I think you've been.
How many times have you cut me off and cut me off and cut me off for commercial breaks and talking? Now, see, I can never finish. So therefore, you're manipulating my time when I.
You can make whatever accusations you want, Casey. You've been on for 20 minutes. Keep going. You've got your time now. Go for it.
Okay, what it boils down to, I'll make it real simple. When you buy a brand new car, it comes with a manual. The manual tells you what kind of oil, all this type of maintenance you need on a car for the car to run functionally. God gave us a manual, too. If people don't want to believe in him, that's their business. They have a right not to believe in him. But I don't have a right to put something in my town that could be subject to harming someone else's children.
Casey, it's not your town. It belongs to 27,000 people
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, but
and
I don't
when
have
I buy
a
that
right
car,
to.
I get to choose whether or not I want to put oil in it.
See?
What?
You made
some crazy assertions.
You made a point.
Do,
you stopped.
Can,
we're going to respond.
Interrupt.
All right, Casey.
Every second.
Go for it.
Are you a woman hater? Now, I can twist
no,
everything you say.
Oh, man.
Because I'm the only woman that called in, and look how you're bashing me.
Casey?
Okay?
Casey?
Go to freetalklive.com, Hall of Female Listeners.
Casey, just calm down, okay? We're letting you make your point. You
no,
made a
not.
Point.
You're
you stopped. Casey, now you're interrupting me, see? You made a point. You stopped making the point,
finish.
And we responded.
You will not let me finish. Now, I'm asking you to let me finish. Now, if people do or don't want to believe in God, that's their own business. But when you put something out there that can harm our children and destroy families, that's when it becomes my business and whoever doesn't want this in their town. We have a right to say no. We don't want.
You know how many people? You know how many people a year die in automobile accidents?
What does that have to do with immoral?
The Amish
activity?
People think cars are immoral.
Why don't you quit?
Do you understand? Lots more people are dying in automobile accidents.
See, you keep bringing up Amish.
You've got a car, don't you? You're a car owner.
Get off the Amish horse, and quit acting like you even know what Amish are like. Okay? Have you ever
absolutely know what Amish are like?
Family?
I dated an Amish girl for a couple of years.
Okay. Let's
actually, she was Mennonite. Excuse me.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I thought you hated women, man.
Mennonite,
which...
whatever. Whatever.
Mennonite.
Whatever. But what it boils down to is, if something's got, like, for instance, if they put in a place here and they legalize pot or they legalize cocaine and crack, I'm gonna fight against that day and night in my pajamas, get dressed the next morning, lay out, camp out. You'd go for it
because
that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, now I'm gonna respond to you.
It can affect our children. It can affect the moral stability of our nation, and yes, I will stand up. I don't care if I'm standing alone.
Casey, if I may say, don't you think then, if you're a mom, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
How many children do you have?
Three sons.
Okay, and what are their ages?
27, 25, and 16.
Okay, well, obviously, two of them are adults. One of them isn't quite an adult yet, but I'm sure he, you know, has a pretty good idea of the way things run in the world. Don't you give your kids some credit that they're not going to get caught up in that crap?
Didn't you raise them right?
Let me tell you something. The ones who aren't raised right are the ones who are allowing their children to turn to gravitate towards this. You
and so we should put them all in jail.
No,
right?
See,
that's the answer,
sarcasm,
right, Casey?
Hey, people out there, he don't want the word out. He don't want to hear it. He keeps interrupting, okay?
Oh, come on. Is that all you can come back with? We've had you on for half an hour, Casey.
Hey, if you shut your mouth, I'll finish. But you keep interjecting, damn commies. What if every time we're talking, I say, you know, there's a sale at Walmart. You know, that's interrupting what I was in the middle of saying. Just stop it. Now, I have a right just as much as if they legalize something like prostitution. Okay, if our nation sinks to such a level that we're going to legalize that, woe be to us. Do you understand? And you might not know
it now. No, I don't.
But when the earth
quakes understand that.
And the horns blow, your ass will wake
up. How dare you? Casey, how dare you enforce your morality on other people? You're telling me that if someone's
morality.
A prostitute... Casey, now you're interrupting me. You're telling me that if someone's a prostitute, they should be put in jail. And
yes.
I don't know if I can tolerate keeping you around for another segment, but we're going to let you go,
you
and maybe we'll hear from you another time. Casey, thanks for the call. Certainly appreciate it. You can call in now, 800-259-9231. Maybe you can be a little bit more well-behaved. And
she did fine.
We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. You've tried the vet and prescription drugs, but the cost is taking a toll on you, and the side effects are taking a toll on your pet. Well, now both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceuticals or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added spirit and energy. Call 1-800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It'll turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 1-800-882-3213 today or visit the web at northern-seas.com to learn more about Pet Wonder. That's northern-seas.com.
Live 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Hopefully Casey is still listening out there, and now maybe she'll actually be able to listen to us, because I think we were fair to her.
Yes,
we gave her more than ample enough time to make her points.
Absolutely.
And when she made her points and stopped, we responded. And she kept calling us saying we were interrupting her.
She had
a conversation?
She had no response to the analogies that we were making.
Right.
So therefore, you've got to say we're interrupting. And, you know, I'm sorry, 40 minutes on a radio talk show,
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. See if you can get that from Rush Limbaugh, Casey. Go ahead and give that a shot. Toll free 800-259-9231. We will get to the emails at some point tonight. Again, we're a two-hour show, so we'll be here for another hour after this one. And you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going to get to Jackie here in just a moment, but I think let's clarify where we're coming from on this, Manwich.
I think that the point is that I'm a religious guy. I believe in it. I just don't think that in any way I should legislate my religion on someone.
But it's your town, Manwich. It's your town.
It's not my town. My town is 270,000 people.
And they all
have different
think
opinions.
Differently.
And to go out and legislate with those, I definitely don't want their laws coming over to my house. I bought my house. I own a little lot in Sarasota, Florida. That's mine. The rest of it, not mine. Not my town, not my county, not my state, not my country. I don't own these. These are amalgamations of lots and lots of people with lots of opinions.
Right, until Manwich moves to another state and then founds Manwichville, population one. I see where he's coming from.
Well, and she made some crazy point about, well, if we legalize it, that means your 14-year-old son's going to come home with a prostitute. No, that doesn't mean that at all. It means that if you've taught your 14-year-old son right in the first place, he won't be trying to pick up whores. And secondly, it's your house. You set the rules for the house. That's your property.
And I don't think that store clerks sell cigarettes to people who are under the age of 18 very darn often. And I think that the prostitutes know that their money would be lost if they started doing business with people that were under the age in the same way.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Jackie is on the line from Sarasota. Now, she wanted to talk to Casey, but unfortunately we got rid of the call before we could do that, but she's still there anyway. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. It's probably better that she's not on the phone because I'll probably get to actually talk.
Well, yeah, she'd keep accusing you of interrupting.
Yeah.
You people are so mean. So mean.
I wanted to make a you people. What does that mean?
Two female callers tonight, by the way.
This is awesome.
We're 100% female tonight.
You gotta love it.
Okay. What I wanted to say was, she was saying how if it were legal, your son would be doing this and that, whatever. Well, my opinion is that if it's legal, it doesn't mean that people are going to want to do it more. I mean, prostitution is illegal now, and people still want to do it.
Well,
it's
legal in some places, and it's illegal in others. Her what is it, 16-year-old son?
Right.
Has not run to Las Vegas, Nevada, in order to frequent prostitutes there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's legal in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But,
I mean, to say that they're going to go, you know, oh, my God, it's going to be hellfire and brimstone raining down from the sky.
It's legal in Costa Rica.
I mean,
that's a very beautiful place.
Some people think cigarettes are an unhealthy weed.
In Singapore, they think chewing gum is immoral, or at least
to
do it in the streets.
Well,
Jackie, thanks for the call.
No.
Oh, you have more? All right, well, hang on. We're going to come back to you. And you can dial us up as well, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a message.